With all this work that you've done, and I know you're involved in so many things, and with all this work that you've done on management of neck pain and neck pain disorders, do you see any patterns coming out of the evidence and of any messages that you use in your practice or that you put across to your students or people that you're supervising? So in relation to sort of particular messages for the management of patients with neck pain?
Certainly the strength of the evidence right now seems to be lying in the combination of manual therapy and exercise, albeit we don't know what the interaction effect of that is. Certainly exercise alone has moderate evidence of benefit that is emerging. In other words, there's forms of strengthening the neck, forms of flexibility or stretching the neck and upper thoracic region that support that area that are fairly helpful. But there's other broader forms that are coming out of, I'd like to say, our psychology reviews, where mindfulness is a feature of neck pain as well. And from an exercise mindfulness perspective, not as it won't help as many, but 1 in 11 to 1 in 13 helps a small degree. Things like Qigong, things like yoga, other mindfulness programs are certainly an option for individual patients to help maintain what they gain from the core strengthening and flexibility. So that's evidence is certainly out there. So that's the manual therapy and exercise and some of the psychology perspectives. There are, in our psychology review update, there are certainly a few approaches that physiotherapists can take, and I would urge them to maybe read that review to see what the evidence is. But it doesn't quite match real practice at any sense of the imagination, because there just hasn't been lots of trials done yet, but it's starting to give us a window, a picture of how physiotherapists might be involved in some of the psychological and pain management applications. And then there's certainly, I don't throw physical medicine methods or modalities out at all. There are some that are emerging as if they're done in the right way, that we should be using as tools to assist us. And I hate to use the word laser because the diversity is huge, but in our recent systematic review update on laser therapies, we did a meta-regression, and it's very specific doses, very specific types of machines that will produce the laser types that seem to be more effective for necks. There are, however, huge diversity in lasers, so the word laser is a very broad term. So one would really have to look at the dosing information there. There's a little bit of TENS information, but it's not too strong. And let's see, there's certainly in medicines, there's a number of medicines that can be helpful. One of them that is coming out as evidence of not being as beneficial as we thought are things like Botox injection, which certainly in Canada has been a tool that clinicians, physicians use in our region in any case. So that's emerging to maybe not be as strong. There's patient education is also something we use on an everyday basis. It's very poorly structured. The theoretical foundations to it are not as strong as they should be. And thus, the notion in Whiplash, just to advise them to stay active, although it's stated in all our Whiplash protocols, the evidence isn't very strong that that should be a primary approach. But certainly it's a supportive, and what harm does it do in any case? So you could just add it on, but there's certainly... I always cringe when I think that's the tool people are falling towards to stay active and carry on. I don't think really reflects the evidence. So there's in our patient education reviews, there's no one approach emerging to be having strong evidence. There's just a lot of categories that are very in their infant level of information, and I think that's a field to really watch, especially in pain sciences, and how they'll build randomized trials and start demonstrating the efficacy of various approaches for education. So they're, in a nutshell, probably our top runner, which is okay, is the manual therapy and exercise at this point. Albeit the trials, we're not talking like cardiac trials. They, I haven't technically added up the numbers, but I'm sure there's less than 500 subjects if you add them all up together. So the information, there's lots of wiggle room to change.
So
the bottom line on that.
I wonder if you had any particular, from your experience and from your research, if there was any particular message that you wanted to give to people listening to this audio in relation to the management of people with their patients with neck pain. And this is to people... listening to this will be from all over the world. Is there any particular message that you would give to them to enhance their management of their patients with neck pain? I know it's a difficult question, and I'm sorry, but if there is something, then that would be great.
Yeah, I think the focus is that information is emerging, and you have to keep your eye on that target and pull it into your practice as soon as you can as a clinician. So as you see it emerging, you judge it to be evidence of a high quality, well produced foundational information, then pull it into your practice. And one of the more difficult things is to read it in enough detail to say, this will really change my practice. So I think that's the bottom line. For me as a clinician, that's what I was searching for. And I can for sure say that our practices, our equipment purchases in our service, and then in even the services across Canada for this Centric Health Institution, a series of private practices is founded on that. I think the delivery of healthcare has been strengthened in our services for sure, based on this evidence. For example, I never did 23 sets of 20 reps of very specific neck strengthening exercises until this evidence emerged from the literature. I always thought that would be too much, too difficult. So I never ventured there, but I certainly did venture there, and now that's the foundation of our practice. Certainly there's a grading process to get to that point, but yep, so that certainly changed our practice. So look for that.